Sizothola izwi lenkosi encwadini yokuqala kaSamuel.
We will receive the word of the Lord from the first book of Samuel.
Isahluko ngeseshumi nanhlanu.
Chapter 15.
Ukhona okungibusisile enhlizweni yami nokunginikeza isixwayiso endleleni umuntu mangabe phila.
There's a portion that blessed my soul and also was advice and encouragement on the way of life.
Singakalifundi, ngicela sithandaze.
Let's just pray once again.
Baba othandekayo, sekuthandaziwe, sekuceliwe.
Heavenly Father, we have prayed and we have asked.
Sicela umusa wakho.
We pray for thy grace.
Siphe inhliziyo elalelayo.
Grant unto us, Lord, hearts that can hear.
Nomoya othobekileyo.
And humble spirits.
Ukuze sizuze isibusiso kuwe.
That we can receive and win the blessing from thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Le ndaba esizoyithola lapha kuyindaba edabukisa kakhulu.
This is actually a heartbreaking story.
Uqala kahle uphethe kabi.
It started so well and it ended bad.
Uqala ngesibusiso, ugcine ngesiqalekiso.
Started with a blessing and it ended with a curse.
Uqale ngokumlalela uNkulunkulu, ugcine ungasamlaleli uNkulunkulu.
It started off by listening and obeying God and ended with disobeying God.
Ugcineni bese uzwa amagama abuhlungu.
And finally, it was a painful judgment.
Amazi aqhamuka kuNkulunkulu.
Words that came from God.
Lapho sithi khona uNkulunkulu ngimlahlile.
When God finally said, I have cast away.
Ngimlahlile ngoba engalalelanga.
I have cast him away. Because he did not listen. And we'll start reading from verse
10. Samuel. Wathukuthela wakhala kuJehova ubusuku bonke.
The word of the Lord came to Samuel, I regret I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments. And Samuel was angry and cried to the Lord all night.
Samuel wavuka kusasa ukuba amhlangabeze uSaul ekuseni. Kwabekwa kuSamuel ukuthi uSaul wafika eKhameli bheka wazimisela insika wasuka wadlula wehla waya eGilgal.
And Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, and it was told Samuel, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a monument for himself and turned and passed on and went to Gilgal.
USamuel wafika kuSaul. USaul wathi kuye, "Mawubusiswe nguJehova, sengifezile izwi likaJehova."
And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, "Blessed be you to the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord."
USamuel wayesethi, "Kuthini pho lokhu kukhala kwezimvu ezindlebeni zami?"
And Samuel said, "What then is the bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen that I hear?"
USawul wathi babuye nazo kuma Amaleki ngokuba abantu bayeke izinhle zezimvu nezezinkabi ukuba bahlabele uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho ezinye siziqedile nya.
So Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have devoted to destruction."
USamuel wayesethi kuSaul, "Kahle ngikutshele lokho uJehova akukhulumele kimi kulobu busuku, wathi kuye khuluma."
And Samuel said to Saul, "Stop. I will tell you what the Lord said to me this night." And he said to him, "Speak."
Wathi Samuel, "Nakuba wawumncane emehlweni akho, awenziwanga yini waba yinhloko yezizwe zakwa-Israyeli na? UJehova wakugcoba waba yinkosi phezu kwa-Israyeli."
And Samuel said, "Though you are little in your own eyes, are you not the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel."
UJehova wakuthuma indlela wathi, "Hamba uqede inya izoni ama-Amaleki, ulwe nawo azaphele."
And the Lord sent you on a mission and said, "Go, devote the destruction to destruction the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed."
Awulalelanga ngani izwi likaJehova, kepha watheleka phakathi kwempango, wenza okubi emehlweni kaJehova na?
"Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you pounce on the spoil and do what was evil in the sight of the Lord?" Let's just stop there for now.
Awulalelanga ngani izwi likaJehova alikhulumile kuwe na?
Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord?
Indaba isuka ekulaleleni.
This whole matter centers around listening and obeying.
Lapha kulendaba okugqama kakhulu lapha kugqama uSaul eyinkosi, kugqama uSamuel engumprofeti.
And it centers around Saul being the king and Samuel the prophet.
USamuel simthola esemsebenzini onzima, esendaweni enzima, lapho kudingeka ukuthi akhulume khona nabantu abaholayo, nabantu abaphambili, nabantu abasekhaleni lempi, kodwa bengenzi kahle.
And Samuel found himself in the predicament where he had to now go and confront those who were the leaders and who were in charge of the battle.
Samuel, esikhathini esingakanani ubehambele, uyena obegcoba uSaul ukuthi abe inkosi njengokuyala kaNkulunkulu.
How was Samuel not used? He was sent originally to go and anoint Saul to be king over Israel.
Cabanga manje sekuye okumele ukuthi aye kuyena futhi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukulahlile wena manje ngoba wena ubuyile ekungilandeleni, kawusalaleli, kawusagcini izwi lami.
And now he had to go again and say, "The Lord has cast you away now because you have deserted the Lord and you've stopped listening to God."
Yini lena eyadala ukuthi angakulandeli umyalo, angalaleli ukuyala kaNkulunkulu? Yini lena eyamenza aguquka shintshe ngalendlela uSaul na?
What is it that caused Saul to stop listening and obeying the Lord? What brought this change in Saul?
encwadini yokuqala eBhayibhelini uGenesis sahluko sesithupha iverse lesithupha sithola lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngokuqala ezisola ngokwenza kwakhe izinto.
In Genesis chapter 6 we read for the first time where God regretted for what he had created.
uNkulunkulu wayisola ngokuthi wayebenzile abantu lapho esebona indlela abayiphatha ngayo ebona indlela abangasenzi izinto ngendlela le akade ilindele.
He regretted having created man when man did not act and do as he expected them to do.
Wayisola uNkulunkulu mabanda abantu kwanda nobubi abantu baqala balandela inhliziyo zabo ababe besamlalela uNkulunkulu wayisola uNkulunkulu ukuthi wayebenzile abantu.
And he regretted as the population on earth grew, the amount of people grew, and evil increased in this world.
Simthola manje uNkulunkulu eyisola ukuthi wayembekile uSaul ukuthi abe inkosi.
And so here we find God regretting having anointed Saul as king over Israel.
Ngani na uSaul usehambela indlela yakhe.
Why? Because Saul had gone on his own way.
USaul akasayibona emncane manje.
He was not small in his own eyes.
Khumbula lapho egcotshwa uSaul.
Remember when he was anointed.
Mawufunda incwadi yona le kaSamuel oqala isahloko sishiyagalolunye iverse lamashumi amabili nanye uzothola laza aqala khona kanti ukuthi waye umuntu onjani wayebona emncane kangakanani engafanele uSaul.
Just go and read from Samuel chapter 9 when God originally anointed Saul. How humble and small he was in his own eyes. He saw him as undeserving to be king. He saw himself as coming from the small tribe of Benjamin and many people being more worthy than him.
Akamgcoba kakhulu mama kuningi okwenzakala kwisimanga okwenzeka phekwa lomuntu uSaul.
And God spoke to him and many miracles was done through this man.
Umoya kaNkulunkulu wehlela phezu kwakhe. Ingelosi wabona ingelosi eziningi wehlela umoya kaNkulunkulu phezu kwakhe kwenzeka izinto ezinkulu okwacaca kwabonakala ukuthi impela lo.
And the Spirit of God rested upon him. And he was guided, and the angels took part. And it became obvious to everybody, this man carries God's anointing.
Kwahamba, kwahamba, zonaka zaqala ukonakala izinto.
And then things carried on. And after some time, it became obvious that things were going the wrong direction.
Ngelinye ilanga kwadinga ukuthi isizwe sakwa-Israel silinde kuzokwenziwa umhlatshelo uzokwenziwa uSamuel uzokwenziwa uSamuel twabalinda izinsuku ezisikhombisa ngaphambi kokuthi bahambe.
On a particular day, they had to wait for a sacrifice. They were going to wait 6 days for Samuel to come and make a sacrifice, and he was held back.
USaul said, "Hi, na abantu bahlakazeka manje. Umnikelo akwenziwa akwenziwa." Wayesengena ethempelini wayeseshisa umnikelo wayesenza umsebenzi kaSamuel.
And Saul saw his army scattering while he was waiting, and he went ahead, went into the temple, made a sacrifice that Samuel was supposed to make.
Kuthiwa lapha eqeda nje ukwenza lo mhlatshelo.
And just after he had completed sacrificing, here Samuel pitches up. And when Samuel arrives, he said, "What have you done?"
Aw, simanga abantu abanomoya kaNkulunkulu bezwa khona lapho khona ongasahambi kahle wenzeni na.
Oh, amazing. God's children sensed immediately something had gone wrong. What have you been doing? And even though if he had his excuses, tried to defend himself, the people were scattering, and I saw the enemies are there, and so that's why I had. But he went ahead and he made a sacrifice that Samuel had to take.
USamuel wamsola khona lapho wenze kabi bengafanele ukuthi wenze lo msebenzi akusiwona wakho.
And Samuel said, "Saul, you had done an evil thing. This was not your work."
Uthi uSamuel umbuso bengifikile ukuba ngizoqinisa umbuso wakho ukuba umbuso wakho ume kuze kube phakade.
And he said, "Saul, I had actually come to secure and establish your reign and your kingdom.
Kusukela namhlanje umbuso wakho usuhlukaniswe phakade.
From today on, your kingdom will be split."
Ngani na?
Why?
Wehluleka ukulinda.
You failed to wait.
Why senza obengafanele ithatha umnikele enza umhlatshelo obengesona umsebenzi wakhe.
And you did what was not allowed. You made a sacrifice which was not your job.
Yini okwadala ukuthi uSaul athathe lezi zinyathelo?
What is it that caused Saul to take these steps?
Kusoba. Wayebona semkhulu emehlweni akhe.
It's obvious. He had become big in his own eyes. And he had reached the point where he was making the decisions on
his own.
And he could do things without asking from other people or asking from the Lord. Do you see what the pride did?
We are born ukulimala uSawula limala ngakho ngokuziqhenya.
Do you see how he was hurt by his pride?
Egcineni akasenzi lutho, akasathembeki, akasalaleli, akasakwenza ukufeza okaNkulunkulu.
Finally, he did nothing. He didn't listen. And it was not able to carry out God's commands.
uNkulunkulu uyamthuma ke manje uSamuel uyamthuma ukuba amhlangabeze lona uSaul lokho engagcinanga engafezanga izwi likaNkulunkulu.
And now finally God sent Samuel and he sent him to Saul who had failed to carry out his duties.
Umembona uthi mawutuswe uNkulunkulu ngikwenzile konke bekuthiwa ngikwenze ngifezile izwi likaNkulunkulu.
And when he saw him, he said to him, "I've done everything as the Lord has commanded. Blessed be you to the Lord."
Uyambuza umuntu kaNkulunkulu. Uma ngabulifezile izwi likaNkulunkulu uwenzile umyalo kaNkulunkulu pho ungowani lo msindo engiwuzwa ezindlebeni zami na.
And this man of God said to him, "Well, if you have carried out God's will, if you have obeyed God, what is this bleating of sheep and lowing of oxen?"
Wangathi besingalalela besingezwa.
If we have not obeyed, what we have disobeyed reaches God. And we must realize our sin reaches God. Even if you or I say, well, nobody has seen, I've succeeded, God has seen. God understands everything about us. In Revelation chapter 3, God says, I know your work. I know that you think that you know everything, but you know nothing. You think as if everything's in order, but I, God, sees it's not going well. I'm God and I see everything. Don't think that nobody sees what you do. God's eye is upon you. Samuel said, Saul, if you have commanded and carried out God's command, what is this bleating of sheep and lowing of oxen that I
hear?
It was obvious Saul had not carried out God's
command.
He'd been sent. He was told, go to the Amalekites, attack them, and kill everything, women, children, animals, everything. This was not a command from Samuel or from another person. It was a command from God that said, go and do this and this and that.
We are born so born in Kalaganan. Is it going to be
You see, it starts off with small things, being disobedient in small things, and in the end, you're just doing your own thing.
Firstly,
he made the sacrifice himself. Then he went and he didn't kill all the animals. And he saved the life of the king of Amalek. Everything in his own mind.
And
when he saw Samuel, he got a fright and he said, may the Lord's name be praised, I've done everything as the Lord commanded. But he was telling a lie. Maybe God's command has come to you clearly, without any doubt. Get rid of these things. Get rid of the pride. Get rid of the jealousy in your heart. And God has said that clearly, but you have not done it. You've disobeyed God.
Uyala lo muntu ukuthi wena hamba uyokwenza lo msebenzi
God had a reason why he said, go and wipe out the Amalekites. Kill everything, destroy everything, don't leave anything alive. And he even gave his reason. He says, because they did not treat the children of Israel kindly when they left Egypt. They were a thorn in the flesh of the children of Israel on their way to Canaan. And God remembered this, and he says, no matter how, but this judgment must be passed on them, they must be wiped out. This instruction, this command came from God. But here he had been sent, but he was doing his own thing. And he said, yes, they did do it to the famished animals. But he said, the people said, that's your spirit today. That is the spirit of the time in which we live. People say. What is important is what the people say. What God says is not so relevant because people say this. Some people are unable to speak the truth because they fear to speak in front of
people.
Some are afraid to pass judgment and to speak out against filth and dirt because they're afraid what the people will say when I do
this.
God says, take your whole army and go and wipe out everything of that nation. They have done something evil against the children of God. Understand this clearly, dear friend, in your life. You've got to totally get rid of sin in your life, otherwise you're not obedient to God. Even if then some of the things were spoken by authorities in your eyes, by giants, you, God says, don't pay attention to the giants, don't fear them, destroy everything. Who is in your life? Who are these people that are alive in your life? Saul said, yeah, the people wanted to keep some of this. They wanted to get dressed in certain ways, and that's why I allowed it. And And we leave that whole matter of the sacrifice, that's quite clear. It is clear that there's things of the faith in that, and he was getting God's curse. But God didn't tell them to leave anything. God didn't want to a sacrifice in that way.
Saul, nakuba wawumncane emehlweni akho, awugcinanga ulalelanga izwi likaNkulunkulu, sekushintshe sekwenzakaleni manje.
Saul, you were small in your own eyes. What has gone wrong now? What is happening now?
Kungenaphi lokhu kuyiphakamisa manje?
Where did this pride come in?
Kungenaphi lokhu kungalaleli manje?
Where did this disobedience come from?
Kungenaphi lokhu ukuthi ukushaya indeva ukukhuluma kaNkulunkulu manje?
Where did this just ignoring God speaking to you come from?
Lokhu ukuthi ungahloniphi imyalo kaNkulunkulu uqhamukaphi kuvelaphi kuwe?
This not respecting God's instructions, where did they come from
in your life?
You, child of God, that's seated in this hall, where did this come from that you're not listening to God?
Hoyi yazi yengxaka le ndaba ukuthi abanye bathi hayi akumele ukuthi kukhulunywe ngendaba yokuvunya kwezono. Hawu uvela apho uphumaphi kanti wena?
Where did this thing comes from of tolerating sin in your life? This thing of, well, they say that and this is not necessary and shouldn't be done.
Abanye bathi ngane sinda ngomusa, sindiswa ngomusa.
Others say, you know, we're saved by grace. It's true, we are saved by grace. It is that grace that teaches us to say no to sin. It is that grace that teaches us to break with
sin.
It's not God's grace that teaches me to just allow everything, to serve God with all these different things in my life. That's not God's grace, it's a grace from outside.
Ngicabanga nawe uyifaka ecathulweni zika Samuel ukuthi ubunzima kangakanani umsebenzi wakhe.
Now just put yourself in Samuel's shoes, how difficult his job was.
Qala ngokuhle kuye kumuntu oyedwa amgcoba kuyajatshulwa kuyathokozwa. Uyabuya masinyane hayi. Uyaphucwa manje umbuso wakhe uyahlukaniswa. Futhi uNkulunkulu kwalile wena ukurejectile uNkulunkulu ngoba ulandelanga amazwi akhe umuntu oyedwa cabanga ukuthi uzwani wazokhuluma kanjani kumuntu kumgcotshwa kaNkulunkulu.
Just think in his heart the ache. He was the one that anointed Saul. Now he's the one that's got to go and speak to the same man that he anointed and say to him, God has parted from you. Here's my question. Have we carried out the command of God? Have we obeyed the command of the Lord? And have we destroyed what he commands us to? Have we wiped out the work of Satan in our lives? Is it obvious that there are none of the Amalekites amongst us? He said, no, we brought the fat ones to sacrifice to God.
Bheka ukulalela kuhle kunomhlatshelo noqaphela kuhle kunamanoni ezinqama.
Just listen to what Samuel says. He says, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Noqaphela kuhle kunamanoni ezinqama.
to watch out is better than to do your own thing.
Ngokuba ukwambuka, verse 23. Ngokuba ukwambuka kunjengesono sokubhula nenkani ifana nokukhonza izithombe namaterafi.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams, for the rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you've rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. God rejects your sacrifice. He wants obedience. God is not interested in fat cattle. No matter how much you try to win him over, he wants the obedience.
Ukuziphakamisa nokuziqhenya kuka Saul. Noma esonile, noma isono sakhe sisobala ngalendlela, ubesafuna ukutuswa, ubesafuna ukuthi abuye naye uSamuel abukeke ehloniphekile, uthi umprofethi uSamuel, angikubuyela nawe emuva, angikuhamba nawe, ngoba uNkulunkulu ukulahlile.
And then he still tried to grab onto and hold on to and receive God's blessing. And he said, even though you say this, I am going back with you, that God will be with me.
Esikhundleni sokuthi uSaul ayemlotheni, ayoyihuqa ngomlotha, avume isono sakhe, abone ukuthi ngonile, yena usafuna udumo, usafuna ukutuswa. Usafuna ukuthi abonakale muhle ehamba nabaprofeti. Uthi umprofeti kaNkulunkulu angihambi nawe, angibuyele muva kanye nawe.
Instead of being covering himself in dust and ashes and in deep remorse for his sins, he wants to go with the prophet. He still wants to be seen with the prophet as if he's going and walking with the prophet and with God.
Mtshela indaba zokuthi hayi sibuyile naye uAgagi inkosi nangukhona akafuni lokho uNkulunkulu ubethe uAgagi ngabuya naye nalenkosi kumele ukuthi ibulawe ifunani ibuye kanjani sobala ukuthi buyiso umuntu ongalaleli sobala ukuthi buyiso umuntu ofuna ukuhamba indlela zakhe ufuna ukutuswa noma zonakela izinto empilweni yakhe.
And even though Saul says, no, well, let's go back with Agag, Samuel said to him, bring here to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. He's not interested in keeping Agag alive and saving his life.
Lithi iBhayibheli, uSamuel wahlukana noSaul kusukela ngaleso sikhathi waze wafa.
And the Bible says, and Samuel did not see Saul again until the day of his death.
Wahlukana naye kwaze kwaba sekufeni ngoba ubeselahle uNkulunkulu ubengasayimisela ukusondelana naye ethanda naye ukuthi angone uNkulunkulu alalele lokho uNkulunkulu akukhulume naye uSamuel.
Samuel separated from him and didn't go with him anymore. Why? Because he wanted to do his own thing. And everything was destroyed. Now my question is, have you struck everything with a band, destroyed it? Is there not a child crying? Is there not a sheep bleating? Is there not a king which you've had mercy on? Is there not something that you've kept behind in your heart and said, well, I'm not going to speak about it? But God knows. But God sees, he sees your heart from far away already. Because he's God.
igama likaNkulunkulu azange likhazimuliswe ngalo muntu akalalelanga okwakhulunywa uNkulunkulu.
And the name of the Lord was not glorified through this man because he did not obey God.
Cabanga enye inceku kaNkulunkulu uMose.
Think of another servant of the Lord, Moses.
UMose naye wayehlangene nento enzima empilweni yakhe.
He also met up with difficult things in his life.
Emsebenzini akayewenza kwangelula neze.
His work was not an easy work.
Abantu ayebahola babemnikeza inkinga njalo.
The people whom he led was a difficult group.
Babekhala ngalokhu, bekhale ngalokhu, bekhonona ngalokhu nangalokhu yana.
They would cry about this, then about this, then murmuring about this, then about that.
Yashisa.
Now it's too hot.
We're
thirsty. We're hungry.
Cela amanzi.
Give us water.
Futhi babengawaceli, babewadimanda amanzi. Babefuna izinto zonke la kuMose.
And if he did not give them water, they were furious against him. They wanted him to perform.
Bethu wena osikhiphile eGibhithe bekungqona eGibhithe besidlo anyanisi, sidlo garlic, siyahlupheka lapha ehlane.
They said, you had taken us out of Egypt. In Egypt we had our garlic and our onions and everything nice.
Bakhale ngalokhu, bakhale ngalokhu. Athandaza uMose, uNkulunkulu amenzela umusa, bathola amanzi.
Complaining about this, that, and Moses would cry out to God and God would provide and give them water.
Kodwa ngelinye ilanga khona into enzima eyenzakalayo kuMose.
But on a specific day, something difficult, hard happened to Moses.
Lokhu kusibonisa ngenye indlela ukuthi uNkulunkulu kumele sinyathele kanjani kokukhulunywa kuye.
And this gives us another perspective upon God speaking to us and how we should respond.
Babekhala abantwana bakwaIsrayeli befuna amanzi ehlane.
Children of Israel were again crying for water in the wilderness. And on a previous occasion, God had commanded Moses to strike a rock and the water came out. But on this occasion, God did not command him to strike the rock. God said to him, point to the rock. What did Moses do? He just took it casually. And he struck the rock and the water came out. At the time when God said, Moses, point at the rock. He did not point, he struck. Even though the water did come out, God said to Moses, you have not sanctified me before the people. You will not go into the promised land. You will not see the glory of the children of Israel as they enter into the promised
land.
Because you did not sanctify me, they didn't see me as holy before the people. Because there is the case where I can say, oh, shame, you know, they can't help themselves. That's the way they've been made. But if God has said to you to do something in a specific way, we must obey God. And we should not take it lightly and say, ah, you know, it was just a mistake. We make it light.
Abanye bathi hayi vele sesemhlabeni amehlabeni akekho ngcwele lisho njalo iBhayibheli akekho ngcwele akukwenzi lokho ukuthi ubhukude ezonweni ngoba uthi akekho ngcwele uNkulunkulu uthe yibani ngcwele njengoba nami ngingcwele.
Some may say, ach, you know, we're living in an imperfect world anyway. We cannot live perfectly holy lives. God didn't tell us to have that attitude. He told us to be holy. If something comes from God, we've got to obey Him exactly as He has said.
Yendawo nendlela kade indwela kangaka ukuthi abahola abantwana bakwaIsrayeli baze bayofika kodwa yena abuyisele ngaphandle ngoba engamngcwelisanga uNkulunkulu thina ke.
If Moses was denied after all those years the glory of seeing the children of Israel entering into the promised land after so many years, then friends, what about us?
Akukho wena okusenhlizweni yakho, okusempilweni yakho, ongamphakamisa, ongamngcwelisa uNkulunkulu.
Is there not something in your life that doesn't lift God up and sanctify God?
Mhlawumbe ukukhuluma ngolimi lwakho, ukukhuluma ngomlomo wakho, amazwi abantu abawakhulumayo, abanye bayasola, abanye bayaxheka. Ubukeka umsulo phambi kaNkulunkulu, ubukeka uhlanzekile, akakhali uNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho.
Is there not something in your heart that somehow you start allowing thoughts or that you start tolerating saying certain things? And if these things not come into your life,
ilibelele inkosi ukuthi hayi ngihambele indlela kaJehova ngilifezile izwi lakhe ngikwenzela bethe ngikwenze.
Saul said, I've done the command of the Lord. I did everything that you had commanded me.
I've
captured the king of the Amalekites. I've killed some of the animals. I've done as you have said. No, it's a lie. You did not do as you were told. God wants to be sanctified. We need to live holy lives as He is holy. What is it that is in your life that does not bring glory to God? You young person that's serving God here. How are things going in your life? Have you killed all these things? Are they not sheep bleating or goats or some young oxen in your life and you say, oh, I want to give that, surrender that to the Lord. The Lord doesn't want that. The Lord wants you to obey Him. What are things like in your life? Is it a sanctity for the Lord, your heart, or have you just dragged it through the dirt?
Oh,
my heart breaks for Samuel. Having returned from this occasion, where this man that he anointed, he had to now tell that God has cast him away. What a disaster, what a painful. If we think of the Lord, going to the cross, hanging on that cross. As if it wasn't difficult for him to hang on the cross. But you know what was the real most difficult thing? There was something very difficult that he was separated from his father. Because God, the Father, separated him from his Son. That was the most difficult when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken
me?
Because he had never experienced being separated from his father, in spite of having been whipped, having been tortured, having been spat at. He never knew such a thing as being separated from the father. That pain he suffered, he bled for you and me. Are you still aware of that pain as you are seated
here?
The pain that he felt because of the sin of this world, do I and you live under the impression of that pain as we go through life and live every day? Are we living according to God's will, or is the will of people our guide? What is really important for you? People's opinion or God's opinion? Oh my God, why have you forsaken me? He felt that pain because of your and my sin. But even though he felt that pain, he felt that if only that would help the people who are living in sin to come out of their sin. Christ came to set us free, to take us out of the pit into which we fall. He came in order for us to become people who will listen and hear God and listen and obey. Are we doing that? As we have this enormous privilege of being called royal children of God the King, as Uncle Ella once, Reverend Stegan once explained to us, that we are royal children, is that still a privilege for us?
We who
were living in filth, in the mud, rolling, wallowing in our mud, who were taken out of that, are we living in this new position we have? Or have we gone back to the mud again?
Ulula bazalwane ukuthi uyithola ususo dakeni futhi uma uqalile wangamlalela uNkulunkulu. Buku Saul ukuthi wahamba kanjani kwaqala kahle kwagcina kabi.
It happens so easily to find yourself back in the mud. Just look at Saul. How wonderful he started.
Waqala kahle. Wagcotshwa. Wesibonyo ngcolo wehlela kuyena. Awubheke ekufeni kwakhe ukuthi wafa kanjani uSaul. Kwakumoya munye owawusungena empilweni yakhe.
He started off so well, being anointed by the Holy Spirit, being lifted up, becoming king, and just look where he ended.
Lapho uSaul kubusa umoya kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe. Uthwa walwa naba namadlozi, walwa nabantu abanemoya. Empeleni abantu abanalezo zinto babesaba ukuthi bakuveze kube sobala phambi kwakhe uSaul, kodwa sezonakela izinto kuthiwa lapho ayeseya khona yena.
When he had been anointed, he would fight against nations that worshipped idols and ancestors and the spirits of the deceased. But when things had gone wrong, where do you find him?
Maybe
that's the same what's happened to you. Maybe you are busy drinking your muti and your all kinds of potions that you've got from the witch doctors.
Waqala kahle kodwa uSaul wangena umoya kaNkulunkulu. Hawu kodwa ugcina kwakhe. Uyabona mhlobo wabungalaleli ukuthi kukuyisaphi nendawo.
Oh, how wonderful he started. But friends, do you see how terrible, how deep you fall out of disobedience?
Uma ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu entweni encane, ungamlalela kangakanani kweNkulu.
If you can't obey him in the small things, how can you obey him in the big things? The Bible says if you can't obey your brethren who you can see, how can you obey a God that you cannot see? If you can't listen to your parents, you can't listen to God. You can't say, no, I'm hearing God's voice, I'm in connection with God, but you can't obey your parents.
Hayi bengamlalela umfundisi bengabalalela abanye abantu kodwa ukuthi bona balalela abazali babo inkinga leyo.
Many young people, yes, they'll gladly obey the pastor, they'll gladly obey other people, but their parents, that's a different story.
Uma usuleka ukulalela abazali bakho ungesona isibusiso kubazali bakho, ungangitshela ukuthi wena uzomlalela kangcono uNkulunkulu ngamazwi ongambonanga futhi.
If you cannot obey and be a blessing to your parents, how can you be a blessing to God?
Saqala ukubonakala kanjalo izinto empilweni yomuntu owayegcwele amandla enomoya kaNkulunkulu.
Things started well with this man, being blessed, walking in God's will, being obedient, but he ended up calling up the spirit of the deceased. You know what happens then? You arrive at the service, and the moment you set foot, you fall asleep. And you hear nothing until you hear Amen. And when you hear Amen, you wake up and you're wide awake. Why is it because the demons are being
troubling?
If If you are troubled with these things, watch out. Yeah, it's a different thing if you are tired and you've been working hard and you didn't get any sleep. But otherwise, watch out and you start listening to other people. Oh, how painful. He started well and he ended badly. Why? A lack of obedience. Started off with disobedience, and then the other things followed, one after the other, until he ended like that. Now listen, God is not interested in your sacrifices. He's not interested in your cattle, your fat cattle, and all your gifts. He wants obedience.
Verse 23.
That's why God finally said in verse 23, rebellion is the sin of divination. That thing that you're battling with in your heart. That you do not want to be told what to do. Maybe it's because you sit with a sangoma in your heart. But it will help you to come to Christ. Run, flee from that evil spirit. So that the Spirit of God can work in your heart. God wants obedience only. And a child of God also, God wants that. God wants an obedient
heart.
And David says, oh God, give me an obedient heart and a humble spirit. You know what it's like in your life. I don't know what it, how it's going in your life. But I pray and say, Lord, just help me that I will not become big in my
own eyes.
And help me not to start making my own decisions, doing things on my own without consulting from you. Because in that way, God will discern that in your life. Oh, what painful those final words. I have rejected Saul. I regret having made him king. You know what God said to Samuel? Samuel, Samuel, for how long will you mourn about Saul? Because his heart was broken about Saul and what Saul had done. And God said, Samuel, for how long will you mourn about Saul? I've rejected him. Here's your work. Take the horn. Fill it with ointment. Go to the family of Jesse. I'll tell you who must be anointed as king. It must have been so painful for Samuel to do this, to take all these steps while this man was still alive that he had originally anointed.
And
Samuel said, Lord, I don't know. How will I know where to go? Who will I know will be the one? How will I ever know these things? And God says, keep quiet. I will tell you who to anoint.
Ube uludaka athatha onganakiwe ambeke phezulu ngoba yena elalela uNkulunkulu mina ngishaya isifuba ngithi hayi zamba kahle izinto athi uNkulunkulu ngichithile ngikudelile ngikulahlile angingendaba yakho.
God can take you from a high and elevated position and he can bring you down, and he can take someone that you've looked down upon, that you despise, and God can lift that person up and make him king. And he said to him, go, I will show that man to you because of his heart. And Samuel obeyed and did his work. And once again, God blessed Samuel, and he went with him because he obeyed God in what God was telling him. I don't know, as we leave here, are we going to obey God in what he says? Or are you going to go out and do your thing?
Dirk?
Shall we pray together?
Asthandaze.
We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for what you have spoken to us today.
Siyakubonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu wethu ngalokho okukhulumile nathi namhlanje.
We pray, Lord, by your grace and mercy, that you may give us a heart like David's heart.
Nkulunkulu siyakhuleka siyathandaza ukuthi usinikeze Nkulunkulu inhliziyo ezilungele ukuba zenze lokho sitshela khona.
A broken heart, a broken and a contrite spirit.
Usinikeze inhliziyo ephukile nenhliziyo uNkulunkulu elangazelela wena.
So that we may be able to hear and to receive and to obey your word to us.
Ukuze uNkulunkulu sikwazi ukuthi sibe ngabantu abazolalela bakwenze lokho sitshela khona.
Please be gracious, be merciful to me and to each one of us.
Siyacela siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuthi ube nathi kakhulukazi ube nomusa kimi nakithi sonke uNkulunkulu wehlisele umusa wakho.
As we part, Heavenly Father, may your love be with us.
Noma ke sesihlukana manje uNkulunkulu siyacela ngomusa wakho ukuthi ube kanye nathi.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
kwangathi umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Christu,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
nobudlelwane bukaMoya Engcwele,
be with us, guide us and teach us,
kube kanye nathi kusiqondise kusifundise,
and keep and protect us for your name's sake, Lord.
Sigcineke uNkulunkulu sikwazi ukuqondiseka ngenxa yegama lakho Nkosi.
Amen.